In coming decades, researchers predict climate change could displace millions of people across the country as rising sea levels and erosion hit coastal communities. And as policymakers start to grapple with that reality, there's a specific phrase making the rounds: managed retreat. In other words, relocating whole neighborhoods or communities and retreating from the coast. A new study looks at examples around the world, including some in Alaska. Rachel Waldholz of Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
The Netherlands is famous for its ability to make land from water. The country has a mind-boggling system of dikes and levees that drain and protect coastal areas. But in recent years, the country has been lowering some of those levees and allowing some communities to flood.
The purpose of that was by absorbing all of that water upstream, there are larger towns downstream that would be much safer in the case of these high river flows.
That's Miyuki Hino. She's a researcher at Stanford University. Her team looked at 27 examples around the world of people moving because of environmental changes. They range from the decision not to rebuild in areas hit by the tsunami in Sri Lanka, to abandoning sinking land in Louisiana, to eroding coastal villages in Alaska. One of the most successful examples is the Dutch program. It's called Room for the River. And it's about, well, making room for the river, stepping back, retreating from flood zones. Hino says her team found two important factors in every example they studied. Number one, does the community in question want to move?
And the other was whether broader society beyond the residents really benefited from retreat taking place.
In other words, the move was most likely to happen and most likely to satisfy most of the people involved when the residents themselves wanted to move and the broader government agreed. And that was most likely to happen when there were clear benefits to people outside the directly affected community. But in Alaska, Hino says that's been a challenge. Villages like Nutak, Shishmaref, and Kivalina have been trying to move for years, but neither the state nor Congress nor federal agencies have mustered the funding to help them.
There is a perception that broader society does not significantly benefit from retreat taking place, and as a result, it's a major struggle to get the necessary government support to do so.
But Robin Bronin says that interpretation, it's not quite right.
They talk about that scenario as a lack of political will, which is not what I would say.
Bronin runs the Alaska Institute for Justice. She's studied efforts to relocate coastal villages for the last decade. And she argues the problem in Alaska hasn't been a lack of political will. State and federal agencies have been trying to help villages relocate. She says the problem is we don't have the right laws.
Which means that government agencies don't have mandate or funding to make it possible to actually implement what everybody agrees is the best long-term adaptation strategy.
For instance, U.S. disaster laws will pay to help individual families move after a major hurricane, but they can't help a whole community relocate in the face of slow-moving erosion or sea level rise. That was proved most recently this winter, when the village of Nutak requested a presidential disaster declaration and was turned down. Both Bronin and Hino agree on one thing. As Hino says,
it seems very likely that people will be on the move in a changing climate. And the question is how.
Will we beat a hasty retreat and leave some people behind? Or will it be something more managed? From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.